Is the of the Republic of Chile ready to proceed?
Yes. It's okay. Good morning, members of the review panel, members of the Executive Secretariat and Chairperson of the South Pacific Regional Fisheries Management Organizations, members of the distinguished delegation that are here today, Russian Federation, Chinese Taipei. On behalf of the delegation of Chile, I want to express that it's an honor to be here and remarks that to get in this process indicates that the organization is working and that is our wish that the organization works in the best way possible in order to ensure the objective of the convention. This is the conservation and sustainable use of the fisheries resources. On behalf of the delegation of Chile, we are here to present the arguments of the government of Chile to support that the decision adopted by the Commission does not discriminate unjustifiably against the Russian Federation. First, and before going into the matters of substance of the objection, it is necessary to review some formal aspects that, in accordance with Chile's point of view, contravenes the convention and presents a contradiction between the formulated facts. As a matter of fact, the first document submitted by the objecting party states that its catches reported during 2010 shall be considered in the participation process. On the other hand, the second document states that the year 2010 should not be considered to determine the participation of the member states in the CMM 1.01. Besides being contradictory, both arguments are of different nature. If this panel accepts any argument presented by the objecting party, that decision will have adverse and different effects. Additionally, according to the rules of procedure of the convention, the time period to present an objection was expired when the second document submitted by the Russian Federation was presented. Therefore, the objecting party could only present argument to support its formal presentation, but not for adding new objected facts. Our delegation explicitly requests this panel to issue a declaration.
Slower, please. Slower. Thank you.
In addition, and if the formal aspect submitted were not to be considered, it is important to highlight the memorandum submitted by the delegation of New Zealand, where it states that the alternative measure proposed are not equivalent in effect to the objective of the convention. If the alternative measure proposed by the Russian Federation was adopted, it would exceed the safeguarding adopted by the scientific working group of the convention regarding the fishery of the jack mackerel. Finally, it shall be stated that the objecting party did not object the 2013 total allowable catch. Regarding to the substance aspect, our delegation would like to establish that the information paper circulated by the Secretariat is a comprehensive work in which every event is detailed as they occur and on which we have based our presentation. Without prejudice of the foregoing and in order to present our arguments, it is important to highlight the following facts. First, in 2010, the objecting party had only one vessel authorized and operating in the convention area. It was the Lafayette. Second, according to the inspections conducted and circulated to all participants of the convention, it is concluded that the vessel Lafayette had not and has never had the capability to carry out catches herself or perform patrolling fishing activities. As you can see, this slide is aimed merely to show the photograph attached to the inspection. And in that sense, it is evident the absence of fishing equipment in the vessel. The vessel have neither fishing gears, such as trawls or warps, and also the vessel had not design or size to carry out patrolling fishing activities. As the previous slide, the photographs speak by themselves. In third place, another important fact that is that the objecting party reported 41,315 tons of jack mackerel for 2010, as it has been shown in the information paper of the organization. Fourth, it's important to consider that Peru reported, as required by the interim secretariat, for the same year that 4 out of its 6 vessels transshipped 31,275 tons of to the vessel Lafayette. And fifth, the information submitted by the objecting party to the scientific working group is another relevant aspect that is important to emphasize. For example, in Table 1 of the National Report for the Russian Federation in 2011 shows only one vessel operating in the area in 2010. As we already said, it was the Lafayette. Then you can see in the red circle. In the same document, shows in Table 3 that catches for the year 2010 amounted to 41,315 tons. Without prejudice of the foregoing, Table 6 of the same document referred to the number of tows or number of fishing days shows no information for 2010. Then you can see the information for the year 2008, 2009, and 2011, but there is no information for 2010, even when they explicitly say that they have one vessel operating in the area. Finally, figure 6 regarding monthly catches of jack mackerel between 2008 and 2011 shows no information for 2010 as well. For its parts, in the document provided by the scientific observers of the Russian Federation for 2010, there is no information about the fishing performance for that year. You can see the information for the previous years and for 2011. As shown in previous slides, by the time of the stock assessment for jack mackerel in 2012, the scientific working group adopted the decision of eliminating the catches reported by the Russian Federation. Otherwise, if the scientific working group would accept the catches reported, it would involve duplicity of catches with those reported by the Peruvian vessels. So the neglected catches are shown in Table 8.1.3. As you can see, there is a zero in the red circle.
After reviewing the facts and data, we shall now move to the consequences that, according to the judgment of the delegation of Chile, imply the absence of complete and accurate information submitted by the Russian Federation. It is our understanding that failure to submit information in accordance with Article 3 of the Convention implies legal and factual consequences. Regarding legal infringement, there is a non-compliance with 2009 interim measures as well as to the previous interim measures. In fact, paragraph 13 states that participants were committed to submit information of fishing activities in a tow-by-tow basis according to the data standard. Additionally, paragraph 15 state that estimated monthly basis were to be submitted within 30 days of the end of each month. Both requirements were not accomplished for the Russian Federation. In the other hand, the decision with respect to the CMM is not inconsistent with the provision of the Convention. Regarding the factual consequences, accepting information submitted by the Russian Federation implies accepting duplicity of catches for that year since they were already reported by Peru. This is a serious issue due to the critical conservation condition of the Yak mackerel fishery. In fact, its critical biological condition still shows a great deterioration year after year, as it has been recognized by the scientific working group year after year. Additionally, this involves ignoring sound and conclusive evidence, as demonstrated the inspection to the vessels Lafayette. And the objecting party did not present evidence to prove otherwise. As indicated by the European Union in its memorandum, the objecting party submitted information to the interim secretariat. However, the data is not complete. For example, the information of catches on a tow-by-tow basis has not been submitted yet. And on the other hand, it's not correct either. Information the 2010 catches that not come from a Russian vessels, but from transshipment from Peruvian vessels. The previous fact has been extensively exposed in the information paper submitted by the chairperson and the executive secretary, as well as in the memorandum submitted by Chile. In the memorandum in the New Zealand, in paragraph 3, state the Russian Federation data was assessed as insufficient. This was the reason for not to have been taken into account in adopting CMM 1.01. Another aspect to be considered in that is that the objecting party state that the Commission did not have powers to review the information reported during the interim period. This issue is relevant for our delegation, since this organization is well known for having a long and regulated interim period. Indeed, in an early stage of the negotiation process, there was a full consensus regarding the need of regulation and especially the need of information, both scientific and of the fishing activities. As a matter of fact, in 2007 and during the third international consultation, the data standard was agreed, and submission of information was required at the moment of the adoption of the first interim measures. This aspect defined this organization, even though the interim measures were voluntary and not legally binding, the participant commitment to comply with them. Another issue to be addressed is the article of the Convention. Article 3 of the Convention indicates that the Commission has power to verify the information when adopting a decision. This does not in any case means that the Convention has a retroactive effect, since the measure was adopted this year with the Convention fully in force. In use of its powers, the Commission could decide the use of the year 2010 or another year. This fact was not argued by the objecting party, as will be explained in the following slide. Additionally, the New Zealand paper indicates in its documents in paragraph 2, Article 3.1 of the Convention, especially letter 8.4, and the full and accurate data on fishing, including information relating to impacts, shall be collected, verified, reported, and shared in a timely and appropriate manner. The Russian Federation states in its document that the submission of 2010 information on a tow-by-tow basis was not mandatory based on the incorporation of a footnote in the 2011 interim measures. This footnote indicated that the submission of information would be carried out according to the 2009 interim measure. However, the 2009 interim measure indicated that the submission of data had to be conducted in accordance with the data standard. Additionally, the data standard is obligatory to all participants since 2007. This situation has been clearly explained in paragraph 35 of the information paper submitted by the organization. In another aspect to be considered is a use for the year 2010. But here we have in our mind the CMM measure is for only 1 year. The CMM measure is for only 1 year. And based on paragraph 4 of the 2011 interim measure, the objecting party state that the year 2010 could not be on future allocation in according Article 21. It also states that the interim measures are voluntary and not legally binding. In this regard, the 2010 was not objected, neither during the adoption of the measure nor the objecting paper. Only the Russian Federation mentioned it in the supporting memorandum. The CMM 1.01 shall be reviewed by the Commission in 2014. Additionally, at the moment of the adoption of the CMM 1.01, the Commission took into account the paragraph 4 of the 2009 interim measure and explicitly indicated that in paragraph 3 of that measure, the year 2010 is excluded from the years that are not to be considered for future allocation. The objecting party did not object this paragraph by the time of the adoption of the CMM, neither in this objection document. In accordance with our vision, the New Zealand memorandum in paragraph indicated, paragraph 10, said that at the time of the adoption of CMM, therefore, the Russian Federation recorded its objection to the not accept of data, but did not record an objection to the use of the 2010 year. Now, we'd like to refer some comments about the memorandum, the other delegation. Before presenting the conclusion, it is important to mention it, the comments issued by the Chinese Taipei. The delegation of Chinese Taipei indicated in its document that this panel shall take into account the concept of fishing and fishing vessels. In its judgment, the answer to this problem or controversy is found in these concepts. In this respect, we note that definition of fishing vessels is indeed broad, including vessels used or intended for fishing, as well as processing and carrier vessels. And this definition is common in another treat, for example, in the flag state or in the port state. Regarding to the definition of fishing, it's included four meanings: actual catches, any activity with unexpected result of catching, transshipment, and the use of any vessels on, in relation to the previous activities. Notwithstanding the previous definition, the concept to the adopt the measure, the actual catches carried out by vessel flying the flag of a state that reported those catches. Furthermore, during the interim period, the concept actively fishing was used, meaning that a vessel was deployed fishing gear within the conventional area with the resolve of catching fish. In this concrete situation, all doubt the vessel Lafayette is included in definition of fishing vessels according to Article 1, paragraph 1, letter H of the Convention. The fact is that the Lafayette received catches carried out by Peruvian flagged vessels, which were reported and included in the calculation for the participation of Peru. If we incorporate the Lafayette tons, we have a duplicity of catches for 2010. The conclusion of delegation of Chile are: the objected CMM does not discriminate unjustifiably against the objecting party in form or in fact. It is clear that the Russian Federation did not comply with its due to report as expressed in the information papers submitted by the chairperson and the executive secretary of the convention. In case of lack of correct and timely information, the Commission has full powers to verify and eliminate incorrect information. The use of the year 2010 as a basis for the participation of members and cooperating non-contracted parties in 2013, total allowable catch was expressly authorized by the CMM. In addition, the year 2010 was not objected in time and in form. Catches reported by the Russian Federation, for 2010 do not come from vessels of its flag, and were also reported by Peru. Consequently, it is requested that this panel rejects the objection presented by the Russian Federation due to the lack of argument in fact and in law. And thank you very much, Mr. President.
We thank the representative of the Republic of Chile. This does provide additional time, which may indicate the dedication of all the participants to principles of human rights, since it means that the representatives may have the opportunity both to enjoy some lunch and to prepare for the question and answer session. We are going to distribute to you now the previously prepared questions. As you might have guessed, and indeed as we guessed, Some of you have already addressed some of these questions in the proceedings this morning, and obviously you should feel free to rely on that and not feel obliged to repeat what you have already said in response to the questions. I do note that there may be additional questions that have arisen out of the remarks this morning, and we will, of course, convey those orally. At this point, I would suggest that we adjourn for lunch, and that we reconvene at the scheduled time, that is 3 o'clock sharp.